online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
I thought it was the funniest thing.
What?
We're doing a show without Chris, which is the way this was intended to be.
That's right. And it's kind of symmetrical in that way because, well, we'll talk about that a little bit. Anyway, welcome to Life. This is episode number 49. We are Chrisless today.
Chrisless.
So if you don't hear a lot of background noise.
A lot of, yeah.
Or impasse.
Uh-huh.
That's because she's no longer here. She has been fired.
Kicked out.
We broke up. She stabbed me with a knife taped to a stick. Let's move on. Anyway, it's episode number 49.
49!
By the way, me and Chris didn't really break up, so don't write letters to me and stuff asking, like, what happened? Because we didn't. She's just not here, and I'll explain a little bit. Episode 49!
Yeah.
For June 6, 2013, fun fact, episode 18 was recorded on this same day last year. We've done almost 30 episodes.
Yeah.
We've done 31 episodes in a year. It's pretty impressive because there's 52 weeks in a year, which means we only missed 21 shows.
We did better than half.
We did. We did better than half. Just a little bit better than half.
I mean, between spring breaks and other things.
Yes. We're happy to be here. But there's only one more episode until Katrina leaves on episode 50. Episode 49. Anyway, we're live tonight. So you can watch us live if you are high. And if you're not,
you have
one more chance. Live every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Time, duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live. Like the dew on a leaf. And oh, like when Katrina told me that she's moving. Just like that. So anyway, welcome to the show. If you are watching this live, you can text us 505-750-0304, but you won't because no one ever does. And if we have a letter segment like we're supposed to have today, and I forget, we'll do it next week, you can write in letters at life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M, and we can read those letters on the air for ye. So I think that's all we got.
I feel like that's fitting, too. That's going to be my last episode. We end with letters.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice. I mean, we haven't officially decided it's the last episode, actually.
This is true.
But maybe it is.
It's propaganda to interview.
It is. It is. You have to check in to see what. To check in a Wednesday after the next one to see if there's a show.
Psych!
No, but today on the show, we're going to talk a lot about that. Katrina's got an interesting future ahead of her, and we got to discuss exactly what's going on. We've been gone for, I think three weeks now. Katrina took vacation one of the weeks, and then this whole future thing happened and we didn't want to do like one show and then take a week off and then do another show and then take a week off. So I think we've either been gone 3 or 4 weeks, but we're back now for episode 49. I think it's at least been three.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know.
It's at least been one.
It's at least been two. Because I know the one I got mad because I had misunderstanding and last week I was gone.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that a lot on the show today is kind of what is the future of this show. But we've also got some other things. In those 2/maybe 3 weeks that we were gone, I went camping, so we can give a recap of that. Me and Chris went, and we've actually gone twice since then. That's how long we've been gone. And Katrina graduated. My car's broke again. So
yeah, I didn't ever know it was fixed.
So happy day. And and then we can talk about why Chris isn't here. And that's it. No sponsors today on the show, because I don't feel like talking about them.
Duo Shop.
Yeah, go buy the t-shirts. Click the April Styles Are Here banner on the homepage of Duo to go look at all the brand new styles from 2 months ago.
From April.
Yep. I have one shirt done for June. So, and I do say it's pretty cool. It's just, haven't been put up yet. So, let's not talk about that. When Colby is texting you being like, yo, what's taking so long to put stuff on Duo? Colby, you know you're taking a long time to do things.
Yeah.
And I apologize. I've just been very busy. I've launched a new company in the last couple months, which is why I've been busy. And also, all my hosts have left, and you haven't been really coming to the site a lot, so what's the point? What's the point?
Let's not go into that.
Let's not.
New topic.
I may lose money this month. Let's just put it that way. But thank you. Thank you to whoever texted in during the opening and said that you were watching again.
On a happier note.
Yeah, I like that. That's the. This is the first and only text we've gotten ever.
Not ever. Not just with this setup. We had a few in our other,
studio. How sure are you about that on a scale of 1 to 10?
Pretty sure. We at least had a phone call.
I'm even less sure about that.
I do, because I remember it was your girls on the East Coast that called in. I had no idea how to respond to that.
They're the only people that are still listening. I guarantee you. So, and in fact, Taylor just found out about Seth and Colby a month late. So that should tell you the state of Duo right now. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Bum, bum,
just,
bum.
Just, you can cut me some slack a little bit, because when Colby comes to the site 4 days after his video goes live on the site and then complains about the site being in disarray when he hasn't come to the site ever, and then Matthew, the only other host who's on the site, doesn't even check to see if his show is live on Tuesday. He just texts me and goes, "It up." And then I have to tell him every time, "Look on the website, it'll answer your questions," and then the next 2 weeks he'll, "It up." And then he's always a day late, and so yeah.
It up meaning he put it up, or it up like questioning you, is it up?
He asked me if I put the show up, when he could just go to dewoh.com and see Animalytics right there big on the homepage, first show. But that's too much work, because Duo is 5 letters and it up is 4. So you know which one's easier to type.
Well, but then also going to your name has to, you know, take a little bit of it.
I don't know if he does. He might also do Siri and he just does this. Text Seth it up.
Here's your message to Seth Neiman.
Oh, you can text yourself. Ready, I didn't know if you could.
Send it.
What does it say?
It up.
Oh, it's almost something else.
Yeah. So that's what Matthew probably does, which takes a lot more time than just going to dewoh.com. But that's how it is. And then the other show we have, that's it. Because Wildcat basketball, I'm no longer going to do, because I hate the Wildcats and I'm shunning them. Shun Wildcats. If you want to pick a worse year, by the way, to start shunning K-State sports, the worst year you could possibly do it is the one where they win 3 Big 12 championships. Just for the record, don't try to shun a school when they win 3 championships in 1 year. It's not the easiest thing to get sympathy for. But you mark my words, I'll be right one day. Even if I have to be stubborn until the 50s when they're bad again. Yeah. So, yay me. Yeah. I mean, they sold out all their football tickets for the first time in history, and baseball's going to the Super Regionals for the first time in history.
Ever.
But I don't like those sports. All I care about is basketball.
I like baseball in person.
Well, yeah, sure. I like football in person. Or when I'm really drunk.
Yeah, I can't do it on TV.
Yeah, but basketball I can watch all the time. Mm-hmm. But no longer K-State. I'm shunning them. So the Wildcat Basketball Podcast is gone. And then I got Rena and Lila, which ended on a very high note, may I ask. Add, not ask. It was great. It was a great ending.
It was good.
So that's over, and now I've got
this.
I've got this, which is ending.
Soon to be.
And then we got Seth and Colby, which we do once a year.
We can do this one once a month.
I mean, honestly, we can give Taylor crap all we want for missing it by a month, but can you blame her for not realizing that we did 2 shows this year? She's like, oh, I got an episode in February. All right, I'll check back in 2014. Can't really blame her for that.
I don't blame her either.
No, and then we have Animalytics, which is out there if you want to listen to anime and politics and Matthew speak. All right, that's Matthew Rowe. Only it doesn't sound that good because I have mic technique even when I'm doing badly. So, can't even explain to you how terrible he sounds. And then, what else do we have? Oh, Men of Wit. The only show we have, Men of Wit, which is great, but it's once a month.
And it's nothing that you're really working with that much.
Yep. And then they jump on me to get it up, and then they complain when I don't have the image up. Why don't you make more shows? I'm going to come to your house and stab you.
All of you. All 6 of you.
Just like, it's one of those things where, like, I've been putting everything up on time, running 6 shows for 6 months.
It's pretty time consuming.
No texts at all about anything. And then I miss one deadline and my phone blows up. hey man, is everything okay? I notice you're not being as stupendous as usual. Just checking in on you.
Hate him.
I know you do.
I hate him because I like him, and that's what makes me more mad.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, because all he does is toy with me. Like, here's a funny Colby story, since I'm just rambling now.
Go for it.
So, basically, one day I was just talking to him about his job, because, you know, he just sits at home all day and does nothing. Because
he got fired.
Yeah, because he got fired. He has not found a job, and he's applied for lots of jobs, and he hasn't got them yet. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for the man. And one time I caught him, apparently, when he was more down than usual, and he just, like, kind of wanted a pep talk, and then I kind of gave him a pep talk about how, like, I moved, and it was rough, and he's like, yeah, I don't have the courage, and I'm like, I didn't either, but I did, and it was good. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to apply for K-State today, talk to my mom tomorrow.
And then, talk to my mom tomorrow.
Because she was going to work, and so, like, he talked to his mom, and she's like, yeah, you can go to Manhattan as long as you have a place to work and a place to stay, and you can continue school. And, like, well, he goes to a state school in Kansas already, so it'll be real easy for him to transfer to K-State. And I'd let him live here for free, and then I could get him a job where I work really easy. So I was like, boom. And then he's never even talked about it since that day. So I thought once we had made progress.
Waiting for the acceptance letter.
Yeah. I'm sure K-State's taking forever to get back to him. How long does that take?
I don't know.
I mean, they should just be able to see graphic design major, Wichita State University, had immediately hit okay. Like, he's obviously been accepted to one school.
I know.
Like, how hard is it?
It's also prime time for applications with new graduates.
Is it really?
High school graduates.
Really?
Being May and June and all.
No. I don't take it.
See, I don't remember.
Stuff.
Like, I applied. I got in. I didn't really pay attention to when I got accepted. I was just like, oh, yeah, I applied.
And I never applied, so.
Yeah.
I don't have any experience. It's really fun.
Find out at least by July.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if he's having a good time down there. I mean, apparently he applied for a job at Apple, which is fun. And apparently they have this program where for 20 hours a week you can sit at home and do tech support on the phone, and they pay you $14.50 an hour.
Life must be rough.
Yeah, so he says he's not going to get it, but who knows?
We'll
but I don't know. I feel bad for the man, but... It's hard for me to feel really bad.
It's hard for you to feel bad because there's so much more they could do.
Yeah. He could, like, move up here. We mm-hmm. could rule the world as father mm-hmm. and son. He won't do it, though.
I know.
Because all of his friends are down there.
I know.
Yeah. Even though all he does is complain about his friends down there.
I have a similar but different situation.
Yeah. So, okay, Chris, she's not here because my son is in town. And he's with me this week. And obviously we can't have a nearly four-year-old running around during a two-hour-long show. So, she has taken him to the mall.
To get Mike and Ike.
I'm sure it's rough on her to have to go to the mall instead of do this show. But that's where she is, so she's not here. So, that's a pretty simple one, and we can cross that one off the list. We're just crushing prep here left and right. So, we could talk... Maybe we should not talk about me for a little bit.
That'd be okay.
And now we can talk about you. So, they know nothing about your graduation. We're all assuming you got your diploma. But we don't actually know.
No one actually gets a diploma.
What do you mean no one gets a diploma?
Because they have to wait for your final classes and grades to come in. And if I, you know, oopsie-daisy failed one of those classes, I don't get my diploma because I have to retake that class.
So you could have wasted all that time for nothing?
No, I mean, I got an email, I don't know, like the Monday or Tuesday after graduation, we'll say Wednesday, and said that your graduation diploma, blah, 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 should be on its way because you've been approved, blah, 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 blah. Your grades are in. Thank you.
Congratulations on all your success in life.
Yeah.
Hey, you got something I don't. You'll be able to hold that over my head forever. You have a college education, and Seth has none. No education at all. Because I went to Word of Life, where I made up my own curriculum once for a foreign language where I learned Latin. And in reality, what we did in that class is sit around and talk, and Timory changed into gym clothes and accidentally left her bra on the teacher's podium, and then the next morning the teacher came in and found it, and that was hysterical.
What'd you do? What was that? What'd you play, though?
So, my senior year, in order to graduate, you have to have a foreign language credit. Like, yeah. it's required.
Yeah.
So, because I went to a private Christian school, we could take Latin as one of our... foreign languages, and so I was really good friends with this big, massive walrus of a teacher, because, you know, I'd flirt with her, and fat ladies love it. So
they don't get that often.
That's right, they don't get it because they're big and fat. And it's probably had to do with the fact she'd leave class to go get donuts at the gas station down the road. Could have something to do with that. And then she'd come back and teach class. But so I snuggled up to her, so to speak, and said, I need a foreign language. You're a nurse. You have a doctorate or whatever. And can we teach Latin under you? And she goes, and me knowing all this, she goes, well, I'm part-time and I don't know Latin. And I was like, well, if I get a book and use your classroom after you leave, and I have like three or four other students in it, can we just write our own curriculum and teach ourselves? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. So we had a semester of Latin class where we didn't buy one book or read one word of Latin. To this day, the only word of Latin I know is the word Latin. And yeah, so Timory was in there one day because it was our last class of the day, of course. We scheduled it for the last class of the day. We were alone in the annex, which is separate from the main building.
Yeah, annex.
And just like, well, I'm just going to get put on my – and we all wore uniforms. So she's like, I'm going to put on my street clothes. And so she just changed in the room, but she forgot to take her bra off of the teacher's podium after she had changed. And so the next morning, science teacher came in and found a bra.
Like, that's what
what's
I,
going on here?
That's what I didn't get with how her bra came off.
Well, it's because she removed it to change. I don't know why she needed to change her bra.
That's kind of my
I don't remember too. Why, but it did end up on the teacher's podium, and he came in the next day and found it.
Cool story.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
So back to me.
Yeah, so that's why I have no education, because that's the kind of stuff I
that's
did.
That's the story you have.
So you have that over me. To bring it full circle, you will have something I never had.
So I had graduation. Woo-hoo.
Yep.
I found out later, did not take a single picture with my parents, my brother, my boyfriend, Malia. Not a picture.
Like, if we could take pictures now and I'll Photoshop them in here.
I mean, that's just the way my life goes. I mean, when I was born, the camera was broken, so I don't have any pictures of me.
Well, they probably tried to take one and then it broke.
That's what Trevor says. He's like, oh, we had the one picture, but then you broke the camera.
Trevor still hate me?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure.
In any case... and I was talking to Dad about how we didn't take pictures and we could easily replicate that because I still have my cap and gown,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But, and so...
Well, replicate it when you got the memories, Katrina.
And I was talking to my parents about this in the car as we're going to a friend's house. And then my mom was like, oh, at your high school graduation, you got pictures with your dad. You didn't get any pictures with me. I believe it was the same way at your 8th grade graduation. You got pictures with your dad, you got pictures with so-and-so, and pictures with so-and-so. People are going to think you don't even have a mom. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for that.
I'm immaculately conceived.
Yeah. Anyway. It was really irritating for her to say that. I'm just like, get over yourself. Anyway.
It's all about her. You know, it's your graduation. It's all about her. Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
But in any case, so should I bring up the job or should we wait for that?
I mean, didn't you do anything exciting or have any stories for graduation? Or?
I mean, no? Okay. I've got two stories for graduation.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sitting through my graduation. My graduation has like 900 plus students to get their diplomas.
That's
couple
not
of
bad,
them,
actually.
That's the biggest college is the 900 plus students.
Then I'm
all
sorry.
The other ones have like 100.
Was Malia was different than yours, right?
Malia was in a different college and she had far less.
Do you know I had no idea what the difference between a college and a university was before I met you and Chris because I thought that universities and colleges were the same thing.
I did too. I didn't realize till halfway through that it was like each degree was in a different college and a different section of things. But anyway, and so my graduation having 900 plus students to cross the stage plus guest speakers took 2 hours, 3 hours. Started at 8. Okay, 3 hours. Got out about
11:30. Okay.
So I'm at the back.
But you were there for 4 hours because you had to get there at 7.
Yeah, I had to get there and stand in line for an hour.
Fun Woo-hoo. Times.
And it was even better for Malia.
Was it alphabetical? So did you get to go like really first?
I mean, it was alphabetical by degree.
Okay, so you were probably first for your degree. Right.
I was first for the social workers, yes.
Yeah.
And I was first because they also separated each person as a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Science within your degree. And since I'm a Bachelor of Arts, I was also first. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there were still people in front of you.
Yes, hundreds of people in front of me.
Wouldn't it have been great if you were absolutely first?
That would have been great. And then I could have just ducked out.
Sat, yeah, and just left.
Anyway, so then, of course, being at the back of this line, because the auditorium, as I'm going to call it, you know, the big basketball
you
stadium.
You would stand there in line and be like, don't go to the bathroom. Don't have to go to the bathroom. Because what happens if you had to pee during that 3 hours?
You don't.
So 900 people were on bladder arrest for 4 hours.
Probably. Unless they're not smart like me and know how to avoid their bladder before you go and stand in line.
Sounds inhuman.
I know. In any case, so they had two sides of the stadium with, like, chairs, rows of
yeah.
two sections, and you have the middle aisle.
An aisle down the middle.
Okay, so I'm on this side of this half.
Okay.
And I'm at the last quarter of this half.
Okay.
And, of course, when they're like, okay, you know, wait, please wait for all the graduates to leave, you think they start back going, no.
No, they start
they
the
continue
front.
With the front, as they always do, going out. So I'm at the back and I'm looking up because my parents were right there. They got to sit like fourth row. So it was really
well, cool.
It was really fun because I got to make faces with my dad, Mark, and Trevor with like, oh my God, like shoot me and like all sorts of things. It was great. And I watched Trevor and Mark make fun of other people and I'm like, who are they making fun of?
You're just like, I want to be involved.
I'm like, I want to sit there. Let me join.
But is Trevor like Mark?
I think they're both kind of impartial. I mean, they're like, yeah, he's okay.
I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse. Because I like Mark, so if Trevor doesn't like him, that kind of means that it's okay that he doesn't like me because I like who I am based off Mark being someone I like. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
But unless Trevor still hates you, there's nothing you can do about it.
I know.
Anyway. And so I'm watching my parents leave and go up the big grand staircase.
As I sit there.
And
sadly
I'm,
crying
I'm
to yourself.
So effing hot.
I
those
can
gowns are like 10 pounds
and there's,
of non-breathable cardboard.
And there's 8,000 people in there.
Just counting the students. And then all of a sudden I see my dad leave and I'm looking up there and I'm like, see, Mom and Trevor stopped in the stairwell talking. And Malia and Ashley are a couple rows above them talking. And then I see this kind of cluster of people. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I don't
yeah.
see Dad. And then all of a sudden, I kind of see Mark's hat closer, like, sitting on the ground. I'm like, and then I see this, and they're like, they're picking some lady off the ground.
What?
Some lady apparently got overheated.
That was me. I'm sorry.
And I know. And then she lost her balance and started falling down the stairs. And she's up at the top part of this room. And Mark, you know, since he's a medic and Mr. Badass, and
maybe that'll make
heroic.
Bramlage put in an escalator. How awesome would that be?
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be the best.
Or fix those stupid steps. They're either too high or they're too tiny.
Yeah, or they're not escalating.
That's true.
Escalator.
And so Mark is there helping this lady, and we have dubbed him the reason why we didn't get pictures, because if he wasn't being heroic and
if he would have just let that old lady die,
We would have
been
continued
ready
on with our life, taken pictures, and then went to eat.
That douche.
I know. And so
it's all about him. He's got to be the hero.
And so that took 15 minutes. And as the story would be told, apparently three people passed out being overheated from that graduation.
Why don't they just turn the air up, man? I mean,
it was so hot. And then what's really funny is we'll blame it on those three old ladies, as I'm going to call them, that Malia's graduation several hours later was a half an hour late.
Because so many people had overheated.
That's my thought,
yeah.
But I don't really know. I mean, it could have also been the obnoxiously long and pathetic speakers they
Who
have.
Who is your speaker at your thing? Do you get commencement speakers?
We don't get special people. We're not cool.
Who do you have them, though?
Yeah, no, we all have speakers.
So is it just like a teacher that spoke? Or
it's like, I think we had like one of the deans, one of the head people of our department spoke. Not our department, but the college itself.
Whoop-de-doo.
And then Malia's graduation had some big fancy pants ag person, and he talked like an old man. And even then, he used really, really, really big words.
Well, with no offense meant towards Malia, well, maybe some offense, her major is for old people.
And it's food science. I wouldn't really call that old people.
I would call anything in the College of Agriculture old people stuff.
I wouldn't.
I would.
But in any case, her graduation had half the people mine did.
Yeah.
And hers still lasted 2 hours.
Because of that guy.
And they had like three guest speakers. Like one, they do, you know, one speaker like welcome to today, another speaker that does, you know, this is our college. And then they're like, here's special students we'd like to award. And then they went and they did special students in the audience, in the actual, they're like, so-and-so is graduating with, like, summa cum laude. They announced every single person with summa cum laude, and then the other freaking rope person and the other tassel thingy, and every person that had a special GPA, and they announced them and stood up. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's a little overkill.
Like, I mean, and it's written in your book you have right there.
Well, and you can't just...
It's written in the book. It says summa cum laude and the like, asterisks and everything's...
And you can't just... Like, and they did that separate from when they're handing out the diplomas.
Mm-hmm. And it's... But again, it's written in the book because they don't go alphabetical and it says beside their name.
And they couldn't say that stuff while they were walking across the stage. Like,
exactly.
Here's Malia Mathonic. She's graduating in summa cum laude with a 1.0 GPA. I mean, they couldn't have done that.
Exactly.
That sounds a lot more productive to me.
I know, that sounds faster and more efficient. Yeah. Or even to just say summa cum laude. They don't even have to explain what that
what
is.
Do you
most
expect?
People
it's,
know.
It's not like they're college educated.
And so, anyway, so that was frustrating to see that. And then there was this awful lady sitting in front of me. And again, this is Emily's graduation. There's this lady sitting in front of me, and she looks like one of those Miss Prisses.
Okay.
She just looks like a Miss Priss.
So Malia was in front of you, is that what you're saying?
No, well, kind of. And so...
A white Malia. She doesn't listen to this.
Ashley...
Especially now, we're dead to her.
I know.
Yeah.
Ashley and I are sitting there talking, making conversations, and we're just kind of just little things here and there, just continue, just having a good, solid conversation, passing the time, because this stupid speaker just kept going on and on and on. I even leaned over and asked my dad, I was like, very quietly... Well, no, hold on. First point, Ashley and I are talking, and this lady turns around, and she's like, shh. Really? You're going to shush me? And we look, and she's freaking writing a letter to her child. She's like, dear so-and-so, it has been the greatest pleasure to be your and so-and-so's mom. Blah, 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 blah.
You should have tapped on the shoulder and be like, ma'am, your writing is distracting me from focusing on this speaker. And then you just take her pen and snap it and half throw it across Bramlage.
I came really close to just reading that letter, and I read pieces of
it. How many of the times did you kick her seat on accident?
More than I'd care to admit. But nonetheless,
oops.
She wrote on both sides of this paper, and it was so corny and dumb.
She's writing, and then all of a sudden you kick her, and her pencil goes off the page.
I would have been happy if that had happened. Nonetheless, I leaned over to Dad, and I had to be very quiet.
Yeah.
Because and I was just like, Dad, is any of this interesting? Do you? Because like he kept talking about farming and like agriculture and how it's our future and blah 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 blah. And my dad starts off, he's like, well, it was at first.
And then during the part where I napped, I don't really know for sure.
Exactly. And then this is what set me over the edge. So this lady, this little Miss Priss in front of me, like, shh. My dad taps her on the shoulder because she's got like two or three pamphlet that has, you know, the ceremony.
Okay.
He's like, you know, can I just look at that? That's really all the more he was asking.
I paid $1 for this, sir.
She didn't even do that. She just, like, Dad's, I'm her, we'll say Dad's there, she's just like, and she just takes it from him and was like, no, she's like, I've got stuff, like, she had put those,
no.
She had put those letters in there, apparently, I don't know, but just the way, she didn't even, she's like, oh no, like, I have, she was just like, she got like, she acted offended that my dad was even asking to look at
How
it.
How dare you?
She was just like, no, no.
I wish I was there, I would have taken it.
Oh, I would have just like, mm-hmm.
See,
she boils my blood.
You just gotta be stupid like me. Like, you gotta act stupid and then be like, just pick it up, be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was yours. Accidentally dropped the letter, it goes slowing down the seats. That's what you do. See,
that was bad.
That's what I would have done.
So she upset me, and I'm just like, you're dumb, I want to just push you, but I couldn't.
Like, yeah, because Mark would have saved her anyway.
No, Mark wasn't there, he didn't come to Malia. I didn't force him to come to Malia's graduation. He had to sit through mine.
He would have busted through the doors. Like, did a lady just fall down? And Mark's here to save the day. Tran, you take the other woman and I'll get this. I know one of his friends. I like
yeah.
He's Asian, so I like to bring him up.
I love how you even called him by name.
Yeah, I know his name. I don't remember a lot of people's names, but I know him, and I know Mark, and I know Trevor.
Woo!
Yep.
You're so special.
I don't know any of Malia's family because they all have crazy foreign names, but I know...
Awesome.
I know all of you.
Netta? Neha?
Yeah, sure.
Tasmin.
Taz, I did know. I did not know the full version.
Yasmin.
Taz, Yaz, Naz, Maz, Traz, Gaz, and
no, there you go. That's essentially your family.
Yeah, that's
and don't forget Assam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad, my bad. His name was Muhammad. My bad. Muhammad.
His K-front property. Yep. Okay. Let's take our break.
On that note, let's take a break.
Now that we've officially done what we set out to do every week, which is offend, we will now take our first commercial break, and we will
put ourselves back in line.
We'll return with some other stuff, like my car.
And my job.
Or my camping recap. Oh, yeah. Katrina has stuff to talk about, too.
Yeah.
We can get to that. So we'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life.
Life.
Segment number two isn't sponsored. Okay. Let's just get right back into it.
Hold on.
We don't have time for all this just extra crap today. Canadians. We got stuff to talk about.
Okay. I'll let you pick the lead.
Are you sure it has nothing to do with the burning, scalding hot dog in your mouth right
nope,
now, does
not
it?
Not at all.
It's because you want me to talk, right?
And then I was going like this. You're like, let's get back to it. I'm like... Yeah, let's do that.
In the middle of your bite.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome back to Life. So we could get serious, or we could talk about some other things, just to do some house cleaning from when we've been gone for a while here, and I figured that's probably the easiest thing to do. So I'll talk to you about camping. Or do you want to hear about my car? Which one do you want
to
hear about?
I say go to the car.
Okay.
Make it snappy.
So my car. If this was an uncensored show, I have a song to play.
I love this song.
But basically, you all know the problems that my car has. So the brakes are wonky. You brake and it goes just all over the place. And I just saw my face on video, and it's not a good face.
Terrifying.
And so that's not good. Allegedly have ripped the door handle off of my back passenger door, which I'm surprised you didn't know about.
No, I did. I just thought you did it to your front door.
No, it was the back passenger. Just may have allegedly ripped it off. And what else? Oh, the windshield wipers, you know, those things, they don't work at all. So you can't drive in the rain or when there's morning dew or when it's snowing or basically any time it's not 80 degrees and super sunny. You can't drive. And now this problem. So, I was driving... and Chris, we should say, is no longer needs me to drive her around. She's walking just fine. She's basically perfectly healed. Okay? She's got to be on blood thinners for, like, another 5 months, which sucks. But, for the most part, life is back to normal. So, she got to take her car and drive herself around, and I get to take my car. Because we used to just go to work in the morning together, because, you know, we work at the same place.
Makes sense.
And then she would take it after lunch, or I would take it after lunch, because she only works half days, and that's how it worked. Well, she finally got her car back, because she could drive herself, and so I took my car, and I think what maybe met lasted 2 weeks. So I drove it, and it worked fine, and of course, I didn't really notice anything wrong with it out of the ordinary. And then one time I was eating lunch outside and just sitting in my car enjoying my lunch, and I noticed that the heat in my engine was really, really high. Okay, and it was hot these days, so I was running my air conditioner. And so I noticed the heat was high. Like, it wasn't to the red, it was like two notches under the red. Okay, so like a half notch and a full notch below the red. So still hotter than normal, because usually it doesn't get above like half. And this one was three-fourths the way. Mm-hmm. So... that was a little worrisome, but then I saw that and I started to drive just to see what happened. It went back down to normal. So I was just like, okay, maybe it's just because it was sitting in the sun and I wasn't driving, and then it started to cool down, so it looked okay. And it did that for a couple days. And I was like, no big deal. Because I don't only drive it from work and back, otherwise we take Chris's car because it works without any flaws at all. So I didn't think much of it, and then I got in it on a morning. I think this is probably 3 or 4 days after it was getting hot. Turned on my car. I was listening to podcasts. It was about 6:30 a.m. Listened to podcasts. Got my car. Turned it on. Reached over to put my iPad and my laptop on my seat. And I hear... I should have
run over a kitten.
I should have waited half a second till you were drinking. That would have been better.
I was pausing on
purpose.
And
I just hear... and I still have like, what was that? So I pause my podcast and look around, and I immediately turn off my car. Because I don't want to deal with, if there was a squirrel in there, it's going to eat me alive, because that squirrel would hurt my soul, because I just murdered an innocent, cute squirrel. And then I saw smoke billowing out from underneath where the passenger side console is, and I'm like, yeah. So I just came back upstairs and messaged everyone at work, and I'm like, nah, I'm not coming in. My car is the worst. I'm not coming in today. And this was the day before, this was the day we went camping. So this would have been 2 days after the last episode we have of Life. I believe so. Because I believe we did an episode the week we went camping.
Yeah, because that was right before my graduation.
So this would have been Friday morning, 2 days or 1 day after we released the last episode of Life that we did. Just to give it some perspective. So now we're 3 weeks out from that, basically. 2 weeks out from that. So I just didn't deal with it. I didn't want to worry about it. Because my car, I have like $1,700 left to pay on it. And I pay like almost $200 a month on it. So I only got like 6 or 7 months really left to pay until it's completely paid off. And so I was just like, I just want a new car. Mm-hmm. And although all those problems I mentioned before, the blue book on my car is like $4,500. So I was like, I put it out there for $1,700. Even with the repairs you'll have to make, you're probably still going to come out with like $1,500 under what you would pay at a dealership. So I was like, let's just do that. And then I'll get a loan and get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
then that would pay off your car.
And that would pay off my car. Exactly. So, and I was just going to ask for whatever I owed and then mm-hmm. be done with the car and just get a new loan. Well, ever since my divorce, my credit's been atrocious. Like, just outlandishly bad. So yeah. I didn't even think I could get a car loan. So I was talking to my mom, like, can you just co-sign with me? Because I can make the payments. I have money. I just don't have credit. So she said, well, try to get a loan, and then we'll see what happens. So I called up the place where I have my car loan now, and they said, sure, we'll give you a loan. You have to pay 20% down on any car you get, and your interest rate is like 22%. So that basically means that for a $13,000 car, I would be paying $350 a month. Someone with good credit who paid $350 a month would be driving a Mercedes. Just to put that in perspective. And I would have a 6-year-old car.
Because you look at the interest, and you're essentially paying interest on it.
That's right. That's exactly right. So technically, I could get a loan. But if I wanted to buy...
If you did that too, like, you could always pay more than that $300, and that would help you.
That's true. But my payment limit, I said, like, the high end... I was looking at a car that was 16. I was looking at a Jeep, because I want an SUV. And 16 is probably... You know, I mean, I make some money, so 16 isn't bad for me.
Yeah.
But it's probably pricey for some people, so I'll keep that in perspective. But for $16,000, it was a $400 a month payment for five years on my loan, which is, that's like Mercedes type money that you'd be spending. Only I would have a 2008 Jeep, which is not a Mercedes. And so I was just like, there's no way I'm doing this. And then they said that I got and that's what they told me I was pre-approved for. And until they called, and then I talked to my dad, and he's like, well, you know, you should just, for that amount of interest, you should just really fix your car you have. And I'm just like, well, I don't want to do that. And
you've dealt with it enough. Like,
I said, I'm just going to do what I did, sell it and just get a new car. I don't care. I'll pay the big payment. And then, they called me back. And told me about how I got approved for that, but that I needed 20% down on anything. So basically, if I got a $10,000 car, I would have to pay $2,000 immediately. Which means that I might as well pay off my car I have or fix the car I have. So it didn't help me in any way. So I'm just like, okay, let's see if we can fix my car then, if it's something my dad can just fix. Because he's handy, and he knows cars. So I basically went down and started it again, saw the smoke. And he's like, well, and I filmed where it came out of the iPhone and everything, and he messaged me back and he's like, well, this happened to my pickup. I think it's a problem with your air conditioner. And he's like, it's basically something that it does, the belt doesn't move right, there's something broken inside, and so it starts smoking from the friction. So he's like, turn off your air conditioner and try to start your car. It'll probably just work. Well, instead of doing that, when I turn off my air conditioner, whatever is stuck inside doesn't move at all now. And so whenever I turn my car on, it just goes meow and doesn't start. It just meows until the cows come home or the cats or the velociraptors or whatever noise I'm making. The Fozzie Bears, until they come home. That's what it sounds like. So now I can't even start my car. So I couldn't even get it to a dealership if I wanted to without fixing the air conditioner. So I'm just going to do the old school and just pay it off now. Just wait my 6 or 7 months and then just hopefully get a new car. Yay. So I have no car. So I've been, basically we're back to the routine that me and Chris had last time, where now we go to work together, and I drop her off and she takes the car, and then she comes and picks me up. So I am forever bound to her, because if she ever leaves or I ever leave her, I will no longer have a car. I will have to walk everywhere or work from home.
Work from home. I'd vote for that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice, but it won't ever happen.
You still have to walk to get groceries.
That's true, and I do like to eat. I'd eat Burger King every day because it's just right down the road.
Colin Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly. Delivery. Yeah, I could do delivery every day. It might save me a lot of money because gas is friggin' expensive right now. Oh, and by the way, I just filled up my car with gas the day it broke. So it has a full tank in there. It's like, really? You couldn't have broke before I spent $70?
Ouch.
Stupid car. So that's my car. My car is horrible.
That sucks.
It's the worst thing on earth. But camping, on the other hand, is fun. We went camping at Milford Lake 2 weeks ago, and then we just got back last weekend. We went to Wilson Lake. They're fun. Camping's fun. We only got to stay one night out of the plan, too, because the first night there was a huge storm that rolled through at Milford. And then the second night it was just so windy we couldn't sleep in a tent. So we just packed it up and came home.
I'm going to Council Grove this weekend if you want to join.
I doubt it, because we got to go down to Wichita.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but in 3 weeks, or 2 weeks, whenever June 28th is, we're going to go to Elk City State Park.
Ooh, wow.
So that'll be fun. That's down in Kansas.
That's down south. That's way down south. That's where I was this last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how close to the Oklahoma border I was.
Yeah, that's where we're going next. So
that'll be fun. I hope you enjoy that.
Yeah, it's been nice. I haven't had a free weekend at all. I mean, Memorial Day technically was a free weekend for us. So if I pull up a calendar here, in the month of May, let's see, the last show. Okay, so this was Memorial Day, I believe. So, right? Yes, this was Memorial Day. I believe so. When was Memorial Day? Was it the 24th?
It was this last Monday.
Okay. So the week before that would have been the week I went camping. So we went camping the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Then, we had Memorial Day. So, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, I had a relaxing weekend. Then, this last weekend, I went camping again, which I can't complain about. It's camping. This next weekend, I'll be in Wichita. The weekend after that, I'll be in Kansas City. Then, the weekend after that, Chris's parents are in Wichita, so I'll be down in Wichita again. The weekend after that, we're going camping at Elk City State Park. The week after that is the 4th of July. So, I just have no days off right now. Mm-hmm. Which I can't really complain about, because half of those are fun or they're vacations or
mini just, vacations.
You get burned on it, and I just want to sleep in one day.
Well, no, I mean, that makes sense, because like in order to go camping, you have to get all the stuff packed. You have to get all the food packed. You have to get all the cars packed. Well, the gas filled. Well, and you have to drive.
The worst part, you don't get to sleep in. And you know, Aaron's my son. I love him to death, but that kid gets up at 7 a.m. every morning. Mm-hmm. So you never get to sleep in when he's there. And he goes camping with us. So even if we got to sleep in till 7:30, he's going to come banging on our tent and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. I want to go run.
I want to go run.
And I'm just like, no, I want to sleep more. And then he throws Angry Birds at your head. And you just can't sleep through that. You ever been hit in the head with an Angry Bird during the middle of REM sleep? It's not a fun experience. You turn into an angry bird when it's actually what happens.
That's
so
funny.
But yeah, so that's my life right now. So, and that's everything I wanted to talk about.
Good, because I can go off that.
Well, and we're halfway done with the show. So what I feel like we should do is
take a break, my rant,
and we can come back and we can talk about the future of this show.
Well, I need to talk about my job, which entailed.
This. I mean, we can give some background on what happened and everything, because blog posts.
We're going to have to.
Were written and not understood by both parties, and it's
We had a lot of miscommunication.
It's been kind of a mess. So me and Katrina haven't seen each other since the last time we did a show.
Basically, so, I mean, a lot of this is via Snapchat and texting, and then
or Facebook messages that we read or things like that.
And
so,
it just gets combobulated.
So we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about the future of life, and ironically, the future of Katrina's life.
And therefore, Seth's life.
Yeah. My life won't change that much, except I'll have a free day on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
Also, I'll have a hole in my heart with no shows. Please do a show. Email me, seth@duo.com. I'll put on anything. If you want to send in an hour of your grandma sleeping during The Price is Right, I will put that on Duo right now. I don't even care. I would promote it and everything. Like, Grandma Abbott sleeps through Bob Barker. That's all. That's what I'll name the show.
She does.
Yep. I'm sure.
But it's not Bob Barker anymore.
It's not. It's Drew Carey.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It doesn't make any sense.
He's still alive. It should be Bob Barker until he dies.
Basically, he should have a heart attack on stage, and then that would be the end of The Price is Right.
$2, Bob. Triple bypass. Okay. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
So, during that break, as a sign, maybe, of things to come, Katrina's microphone fell off the table. And so now we're using a backup mic.
By backup mic, Chris's. It's perfect timing she's not here.
Yeah, exactly, because otherwise we'd be scrambling during that. I would have to work during commercial breaks, and that just would not be fun. So anyway, welcome back to Life. Segment number two is brought to you by nothing. All right, let's get to it.
Patent video. Let's roll out.
Okay. So, can we talk about Malia's cat? No, I'm just joking. So,
no.
Let's start. Well, you drive. Where do you want to start?
You drive.
I feel like we should start. I'll tell you where I think we should start is where we left off, which is you are going to find out Friday by the time the next show airs.
I'm going to give more of a backstory on this whole ordeal.
Okay, but that's where that is where we left off, though, is you were going to find out Friday if you had gotten the job. Friday being 3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago, basically a month ago, tomorrow after the day.
My first
releases.
Interview was on May 9th, and it's almost approaching June 9th, meaning a month later. Backstory, I applied for this job and applied for either Junction City or Wichita. Wichita to get me away from my parents, be further, and just off on my own in a way. And so after the first week interview happened, I called them a week later, and they're like, oh, yeah, we've been still taking interviews and applications. I'll be able to tell you by Monday. Okay, so I called Tuesday, 2 weeks after my interview. And she's like, well, we're looking into things. And she's like, I think I'm going to have you meet with the supervisor in Junction City. That's still what you want, right? And I thought about it, and I was like, okay, so we went and set it up. And then after I thought about it, I went and looked back at the jobs available. And due to the jobs available, I preferred the one in Wichita. So I called her back and said, actually, after looking at the available jobs, I would prefer the Wichita job over the Junction City one, just with what I would be doing.
And so, do you want to explain what that is so they kind of understand?
Okay, I can. I didn't know if I was going to. Basically, I
have Wichita facts for you.
I
would love to read.
I'm scared. And so it was either a reintegration social worker, which is where I deal with kids and their families, and if something happens, they get taken away from their families, working with them to be reconnected, obviously reintegrated back together.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work out, then it's also my job to take the kids away from said parents.
Okay.
And it would deal with a whole lot of court proceedings and a whole lot of drama that I'm not prepared to deal with. Because I don't know anything about the courts, I haven't done anything with foster care, child welfare, none of it. No, nothing.
Okay.
The job in Wichita would be an adoption social worker.
And it's Junction City, so I think it's safe to say that every family there would have to go to see you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I chose the adoption social worker because it's a little bit more free. Like, yes, it would be essentially taking those kids who've been taken away from their parents, but nonetheless, I would be more of a positive, you know, here's a new family for you. I don't know. It just, that sounds more appealing. There's less court dealings for my for
yeah
me.
There's less
you know, drama
taking people directly away from parents,
and so
because you know that they've already kind of done that.
I'd be working more with the kids and the foster parents,
yeah,
and then any other local I guess kin, but anyway, so that would be, it's more happy, more loving. That's why I chose it, and so that's why I came back and I told Seth, hey, just so you know, I think I told him I took the job in Wichita, but in actuality, I was looking for the job in Wichita.
Well,
I was aiming for the Wichita.
I don't necessarily think that's exactly what happened. In fact, I can go back and read our messages. So maybe,
go for it.
Maybe that's the thing to do.
I mean, you just have to go back from like... So while you're doing that, I'll continue with my story.
Well, I got it.
Okay.
So, okay, maybe I don't have it.
You want to keep looking and keep talking? Okay, so he's still looking.
I'm literally almost there. Okay, I said, heard from your job yet. This was May 20th. And you said, nope, have looked, which means haven't looked. I said, should we be worried? And you said, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it means I'm going to Wichita. That's what you told me. Because at this point, you were still saying what you had said on the show 2 days earlier, that if you were offered a job, In both places, you would choose Junction City and not Wichita.
Yes, but after looking at the jobs...
That's right. But at this point, you didn't know what the jobs were. Mm-hmm. So you just assumed that you weren't going to get the Junction City job.
And that... Yeah, no, okay,
so
right,
you were going
right.
to get the Wichita one. You're and right. I said, so you're not worried about getting a job at all, just not the one in Junction City. Mm-hmm. And you said, basically. And I said, and when do you get worried about not getting the job at all? And you said, after I call this afternoon, they tell me I won't.
And when I called later, that's when, like I said, they wanted to set up an interview with the supervisor in Junction City. And then when I changed my mind and we did the whole Wichita thing, she's like, well, that means I'm going to have to, you know, set up an interview with the Wichita office, which was fine. And then she set it up and I was like, well, actually, I'm going to be out of town this next week. And she's like, oh, that's fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she figured it out. And she's like, we'll do it by phone.
Okay.
Worst interview of my life.
Well, somewhere in between what we just texted on May 20th.
I don't have a calendar.
And the next day, May 21st, you had told someone something about how you're going to Wichita. Because you texted me at 5:30 on May 21st and said, even though you'll hate me, will you help me find an apartment in Wichita?
Mm-hmm. That's so, because I was, since I had applied for that one and I had another interview there, that's why I was looking into
it. At the point of this text, I had found out earlier in the day that you had decided you were moving to Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember if you said it on Facebook or maybe you told Chris.
I tweeted Wichita or Junction City for a while, and then I also just was like, okay, who knows places in Wichita?
Okay. Well, I basically told you no because I don't know anywhere good in Wichita. The whole place is a hellhole to me. And then I said, so are you for sure choosing Wichita over Junction City? And then you told me what you just explained, that you had these two job choices and you wanted to do this one more, but it was only in Wichita. And then we started talking about life, which got confusing. We don't need to read that.
Yeah, that got really confusing.
And then, let's see here.
Because I said that the job wouldn't start until July 1st. And so then that's when we kind of talked about how
that's right. And that's what we're still talking about now. And talking about how we'll do two last shows. And then on the 22nd, the next day, I said, when's your last week in town? And you said, I don't know, middle, end of June, still need to find a place. So at this point, I feel, I'm understanding that you have already got the job. And
I know,
you are looking for places.
I felt like I had the job, and I felt like it was just a matter of them calling me saying, okay, da-da-da-da-da.
So then...
But they haven't done that yet.
Immediately, I replied, so let's do a show on the 5th, and then let's do the final one on the 12th. So today's show and then next week's show. So that'd be episode 49 and then end on episode 50. And you said, okay. And I said, cool, let's do that. And then you said, sounds like a plan. And then that was it. And then you showed up that night thinking we were doing a show. And then you realized we weren't doing a show. And then there was
a big issue there.
So let's see here.
And what sucks is to reinstate, after I had my phone interview last Tuesday, I was going to know by Friday what happened.
Which is a week from when you originally thought the Friday you would know.
2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, before, and then, well, 5 days after we had that conversation, or 5 days after you showed up for a show that we weren't actually having.
Yeah.
And in between this, I went camping.
Yeah.
So I radio silence, which is why it took so long. But I said, I read a status on Facebook where you were talking to someone, and you're like, I might get a job in Wichita. How are you doing?
And oh, yeah, that was Jessica.
And I had made a blog post right before we went camping, just so
about
I could get it out of the way,
ending.
About how life was over, Katrina was moving, she would explain why on Life, on the next episode of Life, and that our last show would be episode 50. And then I read that status, and I went...
At the same time, I read the Duo blog that you posted, and I was like... What?
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, you don't even have your job? Like, how do we know that life's over? And you're like... I don't know. Like, I never specifically said that I have the job. And we basically, I don't even know what we talked about.
I don't either.
And we started talking about your job, and I said, well, I'm sure you'll get it, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I said, let's blame Chris.
Yeah.
And then you talked about your phone interview at 3 o'clock on May 28th, which was just about a week ago. And then the lady texted you, hey, we want another interview.
She texted me on that Tuesday or Wednesday, and I could look it up on my phone, but I don't have it with me, and she's essentially like, when are you going to be back in Manhattan?
Hi, Katrina. When will you be back to the Manhattan area? Monday or Tuesday. I can be back earlier if you need your caveman.
Thanks.
No, I may have to meet you, I may have you meet one more person. I can be back Monday evening, and we can meet Tuesday, or let me know when works best for you. That's what you said.
And that was when?
That was...
Just give me a
May
date.
May 30th at 11:22 to 11:35 a.m. May 30th. So that was 6 days ago.
Thursday.
Yeah, basically a week.
In which case, she has yet to contact me. I called her yesterday afternoon. I think it was like 2 o'clock because Trevor said, make sure you call by 2. So I called her at 2. She didn't answer, and I left a message saying, hey, this is Katrina. I was just calling to tell you that I'm back in Manhattan if you wanted to set up that third meeting.
Yeah.
Just let me know when. I don't have anything going on this week or next week except next Friday. I'm busy. The Friday the 4th. I even said Friday the 14th. I do have something going on. Otherwise, I'm open the next 2 weeks. I haven't heard anything yet. Now I'm upset because now I'm like, okay, it's been a month. Now I'm like, should I just start looking for another job?
Well, you think that, like,
if they really wanted me, they would have done something
by
now.
Yeah, but at the same time, you think they would have told you if they didn't.
One way or the other. Exactly. If they didn't want me.
I mean, that's standard practice to say we found another candidate. Or
the biggest thing that I can think of is when right at the end of my interview, the director of the Wichita office mentioned something. He's like, well, I'm just, you know, just keep this in mind. He's like, what would you think about doing the Salina office? But then in that same breath, he mentioned he's like, well, actually, it wouldn't be a Salina job. It'd be the Salina office and you'd be working in Concordia. I know where Concordia is. It's not something I'm fond of.
Well, it's like 30 minutes north of Salina, isn't it?
It's, and point being, it's 2 hours away from here.
Well, just,
and
but so
in
is
the
Wichita.
Other, it's in the other direction, and it's like
it's
BF.
More towards Nebraska.
And there's nothing out there.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There's nothing
but
there.
There's nothing in Wichita either, I mean.
But at least there's a movie theater in Wichita.
And it's the best movie theater in the world.
And
I hate that that movie theater's there because it's the only
case,
thing that's good
in which
about
case,
Wichita.
There's not even a movie theater in Concordia.
There's got to be at least one. I'm sure they're showing Star Trek.
I mean, there might be, but in any case.
one
in
theater.
In any case, I know there's nothing out there. My friend went to school out there. I went there several times.
Well, and Salina's awful, too. So even if you did make the 30-minute trek into civilization, the best thing they got is a Kohl's.
In which case, I told him, I was like, I can think about it, but I can tell you right now I would prefer Wichita. And
yeah.
I just said that straight up. I was like, I will still think about it, but I can tell you now.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No. And I knew I didn't want to give them the runaround and have them thinking maybe I would take it. And I was like, no. And so I just, you know, I said, I will think about it, but I can tell you now I would prefer the. And he's like, okay. He's like, that's fine. So that's my only thing is like, maybe they're wanting me to meet the Salina office,
but they should have called.
They should have set something up by now, which is why I'm just like, you know what? They're not worth my time.
Well, and you've tried to get a hold of them.
I called the human resource. And then there's another tidbit that I can't say because it was, I'm not supposed to know about it. But nonetheless, there's a little tidbit that I'm like, okay, maybe this is the reason they're giving me the runaround. But even then, why can't they just tell me and then I would be okay with it? And that's really hard for me to not bring up. But
yeah, that made no sense.
Supposedly, I'll just say it.
Okay.
Supposedly, the job would start. Their new contracts come in. The job would start July 1st.
Okay.
The rumor I heard is that supposedly those contracts got mistaken or missed or redone or finalized or something happened, and now that job doesn't start until August.
Okay.
So maybe that's why they're giving me the runaround, but even then, just tell me straightforward because, in all honesty, I would be okay with August because it would give me more time here. I'd be able to spend 2 weeks in Detroit with Mark.
This is Via Christi, right?
I would have time to actually, like, you know, pack my stuff up, plan for things,
need to talk about your life if you're excited about spending 2 weeks in Detroit with Mark.
Oh, I'm not going to, like, Detroit.
It's probably a good idea, though, to go to Detroit before you go to Wichita, because it'll feel like a paradise when you get back to Wichita.
Probably.
Remember when the mayor quit? He quit Detroit. The mayor.
I know.
After a year.
I know. In any case.
It's still my favorite Snapchat is that one you sent a Margarita and he had, like, that pouty face. And you just wrote sad on it.
I know.
You wrote not happy is what you wrote.
I forgot I did that.
Yeah, that was the best Snapchat I've ever gotten.
In any case, I would be, if you just told me that I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't have to move to Wichita tomorrow.
That's standard
I would
practice.
Be fine with waiting until July.
In fact, that'd be better for
it
you.
It would be. I would be. I wouldn't have to pay 4 months rent for 2 months.
That's right, yeah.
I could pay 3 months rent for 2 months.
Yeah, so I don't really know what to say to that because there's not, that's pretty uncommon. I mean, usually they let you know one way or the other. At least let you know, hey, we're busy this week. We'll call you back next week.
What's really frustrating too, which granted, one of which is my friend, but my three classmates Granted, one worked in... Two of them worked for child welfare, like, you know, child advocacy and all that stuff. KVC, I think, is what it was. And then my other friend worked for corrections, so she's fully aware of, you know, court proceedings.
Okay.
In which case, they all more or less got their job like that.
So they already
none
have
of,
them.
None of them had a second interview, even. And then when I talked to her about my second interview, she's like, well, that's strange. And that's what they're all saying. And now for me to have a third meeting, I'm just like...
Third's even... Yeah, that's even stranger.
And now it's just like, okay, are they trying to give me the runaround hoping I look elsewhere and say, oh, well, I found another job. Thank you anyway. But that's not right, because as a professional, you're like, we didn't...
I have to turn down people every week, college students just... who apply to work with me. And obviously, I'm not hiring people. I outsource every once in a while, but they apply for a job. And I email them back right away and say, we're not hiring. If you do freelance work, let me know and I'll put you in a file if I ever need your services. Yeah. Immediately, because people want to know.
Exactly.
They don't want to count on something.
And I don't know. And then it's also like they know that I'm a college student, so I don't know if that's what half the reason they're giving me the runaround. But like,
you're not a college student anymore.
Exactly.
Now you are an unemployed American, just like 10% of the other people out there.
She knows about my licensing exams. She knows when I'm taking it, because I said that right after my second interview. I was like, just so you know, I have signed up for my licensing exam, and I will be taking it on July 14th, which is next Friday, which is why I'm busy.
June 14th.
That's what I meant thinking.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
So
that's where I'm thinking. What I'm looking at is I'm trying to find the motivation, and I'm trying to find the energy, but I'm going to go back to the basics. What I'm going to do, even though I'm torn with it, is I'm going to look for more of a job in Topeka. But even I'm starting to feel like that's really close to my parents, because they're really getting on my nerves lately.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you, is what do you do now? I mean, what...
Now, I'm okay
with
this.
You have to find a job, right?
Now, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to just focus on getting something with, like, long-term care or, like, home health. Or... Because I spent my week with my grandfather, and it was really cool because I ended up helping him with a lot of different things, and it was just like, you know what? I do like this better. I do know how to talk to older adults. Granted, it's my grandfather, but it's like, I know how to do this. Like, why would I even try to do child welfare, even though it has a high turnover rate? I should just build up my own courage and go for a job that I...
Sure.
Would have some knowledge in, and a job that I can gain more knowledge in if I do want to make a career out of it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, maybe this is a sign to start from scratch. In which case, I know that I would look more into a job for Topeka because it'd be closer. I wouldn't live in Manhattan as much as I would hate to live in Topeka, and I don't look forward to it. I would prefer that because it would be closer here, and we could still do a show twice a week.
And it's better than...
And Mark could come see me more.
And it's better than Wichita.
And it's better than Wichita.
So,
I don't know what my life is in store.
Well,
and I hate
so
that this show is ending.
So this is the sticky wicket then that you just segued into. What do we do with this show?
I don't want my life to be over.
Because ending on episode 50 is so poetic. First of all, it's a great point to end at, because 50 episodes is just grabbing. There's nothing better. Maybe 100 episodes is better.
Well, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, and here's kind of what I need, but I can't ask for, is
when do I get to know?
Well, it's not that. It's where are you going? Like, I don't necessarily care that you have a job. I have a job. It's if you don't get this job in Wichita, but you get one in 3 months, and we didn't quit now. We just quit then. And then we went through kind of all this already. Why do it again then?
Yeah.
It's just like, if you're going to leave, we should just quit. Because we're going to quit eventually. Even if it's 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. And then where is that line? Is December long enough for us to keep doing the show? Or do we just quit now?
What sucks too is, like, granted I say this, but at the same time, it's the idea, like, if I go to Wichita, ideally I would still like to come once a month to do a show.
But the thing about that is that...
I know it's going to be hard to do when you can't just do that.
Well, it's just, it's going to be weird for the listeners, because the show will change into something... without you, or it'll be like Men of Wit, where we only do it once a month, and we'll spend the first half of the show talking about what happened over the last month. And, I mean, I guess it could be exciting for that one
month.
Well,
we don't have to do that. I mean, we could just, and that's where we can revamp the whole show in general, instead of like, what have you been doing the last month? It's like, what is, like, to pick out one story from the last month, or pick out...
But then in radio world, that's not very entertaining, because it's already been hashed out. Like, for example, this is the same prep I used when we were planning on doing a show 2 weeks ago. And I had a story on here about a guy who smuggled KFC into Palestine. And I had a guy, and the story about the Disney lady who hired crippled people to get her ahead in lines. And how Jaden Smith is like seeking emancipation. Like, all those things are very interesting stories that you probably never heard of. But all three of those things happened 3 weeks ago. So to most people who listen to any type of radio, which is what our listeners
do. No, I guess so, because it doesn't make it current, it's old news.
Yeah, it's treading something that's already been treaded over, and they want to know current, what's happening right now.
I mean, that's where, again, we could revamp it to be that.
To be what's happening right now?
Yeah, like, what, like, the, we, I mean, granted, we couldn't do this all the way, but it's like, one, you know, what's one social event or political event or something that's really bothering or upsetting, which I know that gets touchy-feely.
But yeah, and then that's a completely different show. So that's, if we're going to do something like that, we should just start a new monthly show and not do life. Because life is this.
That's true. Life is life.
I mean, it's me and you. I mean, and the show has evolved a little bit. I mean, we don't do opening skits anymore, and we
they were fun while they lasted.
Bonus
shows anymore.
We don't do bonus shows at all anymore.
Could we just do like a live bonus show?
You know, and you brought that up, and that's a good idea in theory. And then I started thinking about, well, then we're just screwing our listeners, because it's like, oh, remember that show you used to love? Well, it's back, and you can pay $2 to hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that just feels dirty to me. I mean, I made everything free because I was tired of charging listeners. But, I mean, now they get T-shirts, and that's how we support them. And then hopefully they click the links on the advertisers, and that's how I make my money. But I stopped charging for shows. Everything is free. And, I mean, eventually I have more ways to monetize it, and maybe we could talk about that. But that's down the pipeline. I mean, I don't even have time to update banners right now. I can't get a whole nother thing up and going. So it's a double-edged sword. Like, we can keep going as it is, and then
you said it all of a sudden,
but...
What we need to do is what neither of us wants to do, and just end life next week, but make it a longer than normal episode. I think kind of, or just don't do the commercial breaks or something, where we can actually add in, like, if we promote it, we have plenty of time.
Yeah,
or we can always change the date if we need to, because I know that last month we had listeners that, like, you know, there's so many questions they want to ask, but they know that they can't because. Since, you know, it's they're more personal questions they want to ask or something.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I think someone wanted to know more about Mark, or they wanted to know more details.
That was Rena and Leela.
No, it was this show, because they couldn't ask them because they were not appropriate for our content.
I don't remember that, but I don't remember a lot of letters. So.
In any case, point being, kind of an ask all a tell all and a farewell all in one. Because I know you owe me my listener letters.
Yeah,
my
usually last shows are the same show. People want to hear the same show, and then the last segment is...
The goodbyes.
Is the goodbyes.
And I can tell you now I'm probably going to cry.
That's fine. But the thing is that... And here's where I'm conflicted. Because those episodes are amazing. The most downloaded episode time in Duo's history is the last episode of Seth and Brian. It is the most downloaded episode. It's shared on forums. It's like the perfect way to end shows. Like, it's something I'm very proud of.
No, I mean, you should be.
If we ever did Seth and Brian again, it would completely ruin that. Because we went away and then we came back. Now, listeners may disagree, because I'm sure you've heard me talk about Don and Mike, which is a radio show I just love. Mm-hmm. And they ended way too early. And they had one of the best – they had my favorite ending episode of all time. And I did cry. When I listened, I cried. That's how much it meant to me.
Yeah.
And if they came back, I would freaking love it, because they'd be back. But I know as artists, they'd never do it, because it totally ruins the whole idea of them leaving in the first
place. Then.
So if we do a really emotional farewell, but then we come back because you don't get a job, or you get one – you get one here – and we can do a show, then it ruins it.
Well, no, how about...
But then if we don't do a farewell, and then you get a job somewhere else,
I have two thoughts with this. two hair on a whim ideas.
Yeah.
One is, we still do our farewell, and either
let's record two ending segments. One we end, one we don't.
And just hold off for several months and then put it up.
And then put it up when you get a job.
No. So we do the farewell segment, and then say on the off chance I end up somewhere close and we're still hanging out all the time like we did this year. then we just come up with a completely different show, a more mature show, one that talks about current events and politics, and that's all we talk about.
Yeah, and you know,
or
I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, that it hurts my artist's heart a little bit, but like Arrested Development just came back. I'm sure even you with your head on the rock has heard that it's come back, right?
I know the show.
Okay, you know that Netflix revived it, and yeah, it from like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good last episode also, okay? And it was a good way to close out the show. And then they came back, and they had to reboot, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the season was good, but the show...
It had a different feel because you already knew how it ended.
It did. They tied everything in a bow, and it's like you shut it down, and now you turn it back on again. You gotta start from scratch almost.
And that's where my second idea comes in. And that's where we do, instead of doing a farewell show, we do kind of a so long for now with the hair and the whim. How'd I put that? Whatever.
I don't know.
With the harebrained idea that one day we end up on the radio. And that way we just kind of say, you know, we're going to be pursuing our own endeavors and hopefully one day we can come back again.
Yeah. Well, and a listener just wrote in, I believe it's Jessica, just wrote in. So maybe if there is a monthly show, it isn't life, but it's a whole other idea, an advice show or the Seth and Katrina show or something like that, but a similar format, but it's the end of this show right here.
I mean, we could still do that.
And I think you just suggested that. And I mean, that is an idea. We could do that, but...
And then just make a spinoff, and that way it's different, but I mean...
And then the businessman inside me goes, monthlies don't work.
I know.
Like, Men of Wit is working. It's not this show.
And I think Men of Wit works because it's a video, so you expect something different each time.
And people are used to getting 10-minute long videos, not every week. They're used to waiting. Mm-hmm. Like, on TV, you get them every week, but then you take 6 months off. So people are used to waiting long periods of time for video. They're not used to waiting long periods. I mean, podcasts, the status quo is quickly changing to daily, not weekly. Like, when I started doing this stuff in 2004, if you did a weekly show, you were a god. Now, if you don't do a daily show, you're a loser. And that's basically what it's like.
Dang.
And so going to a monthly, I mean, we'll have an audience because we have a show. But we're going to lose half our audience, and then we're never going to build a new audience. It's going to take forever, and the people who latch on, they'll forget about us before our next episode comes out.
And that makes sense. And they can't really tell their friends because, I mean, yeah, they'll have, you know, one or two in the stockpile, and they can't really...
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the nice things about this show, and why the reason I'd love to keep it going is because it's radio-friendly. We could put this show on the radio. We've been, for the last 15 to 20 episodes, I mean, at 25 episodes, the idea was that we were going to start sending this to radio stations and be like, we have 25 episodes. We're not there yet.
I know, that's why I said that.
And that was the master plan that we were going to get on the radio, and then this show would be
if we can launch this into a radio show, I'll quit all my other ideas.
Well, you have to make enough money to do it. Yeah, and
I'd pick up a part-time job. That's no big deal.
This is a radio show. We have more listeners now than we ever would on the radio. We could be on WABA in New York broadcasting the Empire State Building and have half the audience we have right now.
But we'd have a paycheck.
That's what I just said. You have to get paid. And that's the problem, is that this thing's freaking expensive to pay for in the first place.
I know.
Yeah. Which is if we could subsidize with the radio doing it, that would make it a lot easier on all of us, but that's not how it's going to work. At least not until we have... I mean, PDs are going to want to see this and go, they have a proven track record of being able to do shows for this amount of length, with this amount of energy, and they don't miss spots, and they don't miss commercials. They want to have that track record.
Yeah, and that...
Yeah, and it's not going to be me, it's going to be you that needs that, because I could send him a portfolio of 100 shows,
a show I'm capable of hosting,
but they're not... You say the F word every week, they're going to be a little antsy about that.
I only say it once, but it happens.
Just once.
Once is enough.
Just once a week.
I understand.
Yeah, but it's a little different because we're edited in post, so
it's a little different because I haven't had quite the practice. Plus, with my profanity-infused podcast, it was a little bit harder to switch between the two. I ended up getting them mixed up. I'd cuss on this one and wouldn't say a word on the other one.
Yeah, no, you never had a problem saying words on the other one.
Fair enough.
Never.
It's because it's easy to work off one person.
Yeah, you should listen to their last episode. Anyway, so That's where the state of the show is.
I think it's really
it's
gonna,
a do
it's
we
gonna,
end or don't we end.
It's going to be something you and I are going to have to hash out for the next week, probably.
Well, but then we can't tell people it's the last show.
Well, we're just going to promote it like it is, and then we'll be like, psych!
But that's even worse. That's even worse. We have to decide right now, basically. We essentially have 5 minutes left in the show.
Oh, my God!
So we're going to take a break, and then in the last 5 minutes, I guess we'll come back and vote. Is it the end or isn't it?
One or two.
And then if we're
up, it's a tie.
And then if we tie, I win. Because I'm the boss.
So what's the point of voting? What do you want
because
to do?
Because I want it to be unanimous. That's why.
But I'm going to veto.
Katrina,
so I need a matter what set
gonna,
the vote is
Katrina's
going to
filibuster our vote. I refuse to vote. Okay. So
let's take a break.
And
discuss.
And we'll come back and we'll tell you about next week right after this.
This is Life.
Okay, welcome back to Life.
My head hurts so bad.
So me and Katrina talked during that commercial break, which...
A lot.
And we figured out what we're going to do. So we'll talk to you about that in a little bit. This segment's brought to you by nobody. So
do
fade out.
I said that every time.
So here's what we've decided.
I feel lightheaded.
So the only reason we wanted to quit was because episode 50 was an awesome episode to end on.
It's an even number.
I think I said it on the show. It's poetic to end on episode 50. It just sounds cool.
Yeah.
But in reality, after discussing with Katrina, it feels like she's not going to get a job this month, maybe even early next month.
We'll see.
It just doesn't sound like it's something that's going to happen real fast. Because this job that she has right now, best case scenario, she'll get a third interview next week. That's the best case scenario.
This is what it sounds like.
A reality scenario, it sounds like if she gets this job, it's going to be closer to August 1st than July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
If she's even getting this job.
If I get this job.
And I don't know personally how long she wants to wait.
Not really.
To look for another job. But if she started that process, that's a job-looking process. She's got to find some place, she's got to schedule an interview, so that's another, at least, best-case scenario, a month. So what we've decided to do is instead...
And if I did get the job, I would still have the 2 or 3 weeks
to
be packing and moving.
Yeah, she wouldn't start the next Monday. So, ultimately, here's what we're going to do. Our show next week will only be our last show if Katrina gets a phone call between now and next Wednesday saying... You got the job in Wichita.
Which is highly unlikely because they already said they want me to meet one more person.
That's right. So there is a chance. I don't want to tell you there is no chance that next week's episode will be our last episode. Now, with that said, we're just going to keep going. So me and Katrina talked about basically doing a show until she knows. And then we do one more show and
after
wrap
that,
it up
as a big finale.
So episode numbers be damned. We don't care.
We want to do this
we're just going to do it.
It's a rhyme. It's poetic.
Literally poetic.
Sorry.
Right in the middle of my speech, really. How dare you? Anyway.
You do it to me how many times?
I am always respectful of you.
Bull.
Finishing your sentences.
Bull.
So that's what we're going to do. So let's say... in 4 weeks, she finds out that she got a new job. We'll have 5 more shows. 4 regular shows with the announcement on the 4th show that the next show will be our last, and then we will wrap up on the 5th. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any estimation of how long it could go. I mean, she could get a job. She could find a job in Manhattan. She could find a job less than an hour away and drive here every week, and the show will never end.
Ever!
Or she could get a job in 3 weeks, and we have 3 episodes left. It's possible that any of those things could happen. It's also possible that next week could be our last show if she gets a call between now and our next taping.
No, because even if I get the call, I would have to move, which means I'm still going to be in the town packing and moving.
That's true. We could probably do 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the plan for Life. It's going to be here basically as long as it can be
just
here.
Just like with Life, it's a real roller coaster. You don't know when it's going to end.
Now I want to end.
I know.
Now the show is over.
I can't help but...
This is now the last episode. So, that's what we're doing. We'll just be here until we're no longer here. Ben, we'll make it clear when that is. At least a week in advance. Hopefully, depending on her schedule, maybe it'll be 2 weeks.
Hopefully 2.
So, I'm glad we don't have to write a lot of speeches for next week. That's a ease off my mind. But
and we still have listener letters next week.
And we do. I mean, everything's going to continue as normal. We'll come back next week with a completely normal show. And I can't promise you we won't miss a show here or there. But we're going to try very hard not to miss any
episodes. I don't have anything going on, so.
And I don't either, really. So next week, we'll just be back Wednesday at 6 o'clock, live at duo.com/live. Call us, text us, write us letters, life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift2deWOH.com, because we're going to read them at the start of our next episode, just like normal. And we'll just let you know.
And when we know.
When we know exactly when the show's going to end, if it ends at all. So
hopefully not.
Speaking personally, I'm very happy we're not ending.
Me too.
I didn't want it to end. The businessman inside me didn't want it to end, and the happy Jew inside me didn't want it to end either. So that's what we're doing.
Yep. So, yep.
And that's this week's episode, because we got 20 seconds left.
Woohoo.
Any final comments?
See you next week.
Wichita, the number 9 most depressing place to live. Detroit, number 1. That's Katrina's life.
Thank you, Seth.
Yep.
Lynn.
Just wanted to throw that out there. So anyway, thanks a lot for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with a normal episode. See you then.
Bye.
This is life.